Principle number 7 also asks that we surrender our notion of the timing of things and allow the universe, which has its own timing, to take over. Let me tell you a story about one of my clients, Gino. Gino was a Detroit cop who worked in the inner city, but his avocation was metaphysics and spirituality, and he spent all of his time taking workshops, reading spiritual books, going on retreats. And eventually he came up with this incredible breakthrough idea. He came to me to ask me what I thought about it. He said, "Sonia, I realize that the reason so many cops have problems with people in the city is because they work from fear instead of love. I got this great inspiration on one of my retreats that we should set up a ropes course for the policemen and put them through a practice, a spiritual practice of facing their fears. Because if we can help them break through their own fears and be agents of love, wouldn't that be an incredible shift in one of our major city problems?" His heart's desire was to make a difference in the world, and particularly with the police department. Having put 20 years in on the force, he was intimately familiar with the problems of police abuse. He felt that most of the problems involved officers who were not conscious of their true soul essence as he had come to know it, and were working out of greatly inflated egos and a lot of fear. He wanted to devise a plan to teach these officers how to face their fears through meditation, physical endurance tests, and instruction about the soul. He worked long and hard over his plans until he had perfected a training program designed specifically for police officers' needs to help them break through these fears and work from the authentic power of love. And Gino was absolutely certain, deep in his bone marrow, that this training program was his life's purpose. Too bad nobody else thought so. He tried to engage the support of his superiors, but they thought he was crazy. And then he thought, they aren't creative thinking enough. I'll go over their heads. So he went to the mayor's office. And he was sent away. He revised the idea over and over again. He kept going back and representing it. And more, he got rejected, turned down, and eventually laughed at. He prayed. He meditated. He focused. He did everything the Heart's Desire principles asked for. But no matter what, he kept running up against the brick wall. Finally, he had been rejected one time too many, and he gave up disgusted. To heck with them, he thought. If they're not smart enough to see the wisdom of my plan, then they don't deserve it anyway. But he also got disillusioned about the whole spiritual process. He wasn't going to save the world anymore. He was going to let them fend for themselves. He completely reversed his interests. He put all his spiritual books away. He put all his great plans away. And instead he went out and bought a motorcycle, something he had been wanting to do for years, and thought, "I'm going to worry about myself for a change. I'm not going to worry about anybody else." The interesting thing is, once he bought his motorcycle, he started enjoying his life a little more. He spent more and more time on recreation. Then he bought a house and started fixing it up and just enjoying having a life of his own. He started making new friends and just dealing with the simple pleasures of life. And with all these changes, something very interesting began to shift in him. Even though he put his grandiose ideas aside, an inner peace settled in. He called me up one day laughing. He said, "I've given up all my great plans to save the police department. Codependent no more." Imagine Gino's surprise when 2 years later, after he'd completely walked away from the idea, the mayor's department called him. Apparently, someone in the department had started talking to the mayor about the wisdom of the plans that Gino had brought to them 2 years earlier. And now they were interested in considering the plan. Gino was absolutely shocked, and he went down and they agreed to give it a try. The interesting thing was that Gino was no longer motivated from a sense of grandiosity or superiority to save the world. Having come to a place where he had found his own inner peace, he could truly share these ideas with his fellow officers without feeling pompous or superior or spiritually above them all. And in truth, that would be the only way that his ideas would ever really work. So this is just an example to show you how the universe's timing is sometimes far better than our own timing. Do you know, although he had the right ideas intellectually, he personally had not grown enough to be the right kind of teacher. Over the 2-year process, he matured into a different motivation, not one of trying to find worth by improving others, but having found self-worth, he could share with others what he had discovered during that 2-year process. Principle number 7 is the principle of patience. A very difficult lesson in a world motivated by instant gratification. It is the teacher of time. It asks that you move your consciousness out of your head, where you want things to go your way now, and into your heart, where you begin to go with the universal flow of God. It asks that you shift your awareness into your heart, the seat of your soul. It is there you can feel that all is well in a deep, intuitive way, and wait patiently for providence. If impatience and lack of faith are regular problems for you, try saying this prayer that my mother taught me as a child. Divine Spirit, use me. Take me to my purpose. Then relax and do what principle number 7 suggests. Take a break. The surest way to find faith at this time is to forgive everybody and anybody who has hurt you in the past. Forgiveness demonstrates that you are beginning to understand how the universe works, and that nobody truly has the power to prevent you from experiencing the life that your heart intends to live. Forgiveness is the wisdom that for every obstacle along the way there was an opportunity to learn. Forgiveness takes your attention and your awareness out of your ego, me against the world, defensive, fearful, shut down, and moves it into your heart, where you can experience the true nature of things, me, part of the universe, part of the natural flow of things, part of the abundant and loving heart of God. If you've lost patience or you're lacking in forgiveness, go outside. Take a look around nature. Notice how abundantly flowing it is. The trees, the birds, the beauty, the flowers, even the oxygen you breathe. The truth is, you are part of nature, and all of the universe is just as interested in supporting you and your beauty as it is in supporting every tree, every flower, every beautiful facet of nature on earth. The power of forgiveness is the power to lighten the load, to drop your attention on those things that you don't want, and to create the space to allow the universe to bring into your heart those things that you are longing to experience. So many people fear that if they rest their efforts at this point, they will stop their process toward a miracle. Yet easing up may it be exactly what you need to do now in order for your miracle to occur. My spiritual teacher, Dr. Tully, once said to me, "Sonia, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is nothing." Just remember, urgency is the voice of fear. So is contriving, manipulating, coercing, fretting, pushing. Fear is the voice of your false self, your ego, the lesser mind, trying to prevent you from remembering who you are, a spiritual creative being. After all, once you do let go, the ego gets a demotion from its accustomed position to be the ruler of things. Fear chokes off the flow of spirit and stops things altogether. If you are fearful at this time, make a concerted effort to pray. The best way to pray right now is to say simply, "Divine Spirit, release me from my fears and help me to remember who I really am." If you've followed principles 1 through 6, your prayers will transform your fears into a calm anticipation of your miracle. Know that the universe is happy to gift you with your dream, and know that you are as worthy of a miracle as anyone, but that the universe is wiser than you in how to deliver it. Trust that God in His infinite vision knows better than you how to bring your dreams about, not only in the process, but also in the timing. Principle number 7 reminds you that you are the channel, but not the source for the loving flow of all things through the universe. I like to illustrate principle number 7 in my workshops by placing a lamp in the middle of the room. And I suggest to each one of my students, and I suggest to you, to imagine that you are that lamp. The lamp does not light itself, but when it is plugged into an energy source, then it becomes a conduit for that energy to flow through. Principle number 7 asks that we remember to plug into our energy source, so we don't have to use our own effort, our own energy, but simply surrender to a greater flow of energy flowing through us to give us the ability to succeed and achieve our dreams.